You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we move on to Sibanye-Stillwater results. They gave us an update for the first 6 months of their new financial year. I'm joined on the line by the Executive Vice President for Investor Relations at Sibanye, James Wellsted, to reflect on the company's performance at this stage and what we make of it. Good evening, James. Lovely to speak to you again. It's clearly been a very eventful 6 months into this year, but also just an eventful 12 months in general from this time last year. Take me through your thoughts around what's been happening.
Listen, I think it's been a roller coaster since 2020, to be honest. I mean, COVID and then, the aftermath of COVID, we had record PGM prices and commodities were flying, and then in 2022 there was a turnaround and a very sudden collapse in 2023, which is still, we are still feeling the effects of, and has extended largely due to the extended interest rate cycle that we, the interest rate tightening cycle that's taking place in the US, and then also weak economic growth in China. So commodity prices have remained under quite severe pressure this year, and PGMs in particular, which are, make up most of our profit and cash flow contribution, have been under particular pressure. And as a result, our earnings cash flows have been severely impacted. So, we've had to then adopt a more conservative or prudent approach to essentially enduring through this low point in the commodity cycle, which may extend for some time.
That PGM basket price has definitely not been kind to anyone in the market, especially not Sibanye. James, when we look at the business from where it stands, obviously you can't just cease to operate. As you said, you have to kind of put in place measures to weather the storm. And I see you've reinforced the balance sheet quite a bit. Take me through the strategy there and the thinking there to say, we know this won't last forever, but in the meantime, we still have bills to pay.
Yeah, we remain quite positive on the outlook for PGMs, on a fundamental basis, and battery metals, which we're also investing in. And clearly gold at the moment is doing very well, and we are in producing gold in South Africa. So we think that we're well positioned if we can just push through and endure through this low price environment. We'll be very, very well positioned for a recovery in prices when the economy turns, a global economy. So, but what we've done really, and we started last year, was quite proactively, I think, compared to a lot of our peers, was really restructuring the operations. So by that I mean closing older, loss-making end-of-life operations, and then restructuring higher cost operations in order to reduce costs and try and bring them close to profitability, or to ensure that they're profitable. We did that at our gold assets and our PGM assets earlier this year in South Africa. And we also restructured in the US, where we've got a PGM mine in Montana, and we were able to bring costs down from about $1,800 dollar per ounce down to about $1,350. So we made substantial improvements already. We are starting to see the benefits of that. We're seeing improved cash flows, lower costs at our operations. But, with prices this low, some of our operations are still making losses, one of those being the US PGM operations. And we announced today that we're going to go into a further restructuring phase to again address losses that we're experiencing, which will probably result in closure of one of the mines, and will reduce output from that mine by about 200,000 ounces of palladium and platinum a year. So this is quite a significant step. The market's been calling for supply to be taken out, and this is quite a substantial amount of palladium. In addition to the operational restructuring we've done, we've also, as you said, reinforced our balance sheets, and that's been done again through proactive engagement with our lenders. We've increased the debt covenants on our balance sheet, so there's less risk of us breaching covenants if our earnings and EBITDA declines further. And then what we said at the beginning of the year was we are going to pursue capital or raise capital, but non-debt and non-equity capital. And what we've been able to do is first is secure a gold prepay, which effectively is gold that we'll deliver over the next 2 years, but we get payment up front. And it's got a range. It's in a floor of 1.35 million and a cap of 1.75 million rand per kilogram. So we retain upside to the gold price, but we get an injection of 1.8 billion minimum into our balance sheets. And we are currently engaging for approximately $600 to $700 million of other non-debt financing of the same nature, either streams or prepays. So we've taken quite a lot of steps to preserve cash flows from the operations, and then also to ensure that our balance sheet is very robust and we've got enough liquidity and flexibility to endure, and then, you know, when we come out of this, to continue to create value.
James, one of the things you couldn't get around was that 7.6 billion rand impairment to that US business. And as you mentioned, obviously, there are some strategic decisions that have had to be made around that. Is this the hopefully first of last, or the first and only impairment, or are we anticipating that things could change if the basket price changes and things affecting the business?
So we impaired the US PGM operations at the end of last year, due, again, mainly to the PGM basket price declining to the extent that it has. So the fair value was no longer as high as we had calculated before. And then we've had to impair a further 7.5 billion at the end of June this year, again, because the outlook for the PGM prices is less positive, and we use consensus pricing from the market, which is about 5 to 8% lower than what we'd used at the end of 2023. The book value of the US PGM assets is about 15 billion rand, and obviously with this restructuring, depending on where the prices go and what happens in the market, there is a possibility we may have to impair again at the end of this year.
James, something you and I spoke about when we caught up on the Keliber project and what Sibanye had intended to do around that was around some of the bold decisions that the management team is taking. And you've run me through a couple of them now with the prepayment on the gold side of it. Despite all of the challenges and the difficulties you've had to weather as a business, you still came out, you elected to maintain your current dividend policy, even though there was no interim dividend that was paid out this time around. Shareholders can take comfort in the fact that you do still have them in high regard and you do still plan to keep rewarding them.
Yeah, we haven't paid a dividend because our normalized earnings, which is what our dividend policy is based on, were negative. But, the dividend policy is still intact. And when our earnings recover, we will continue paying dividends. And we have been a leading dividend payer, you know, since we formed in 2013. So we'd like to maintain that position. But what we have done is, you know, we are confident, as I said, about the outlook for the metals we produce. We see this current period of low prices as temporary, and due to various factors that we don't think are going to continue for over the longer term. So we have continued to invest in the Keliber project, which is a lithium project in Finland, so that we will be able to deliver production of lithium hydroxide into the European battery industry from 2026, which is when we think we'll start to see deficits in lithium markets because of the ongoing growth in battery electric vehicles, and obviously supply being impacted by current low prices. So it is a bit of a bold step, if some might think, some of the analysts believe so, funding quite significant capital at this point in the market. But we have always taken a counter-cyclical approach to investing, and to our strategy's always been counter-cyclical, and we've created a lot of value for stakeholders through that approach, and we believe that we'll continue to do so going forward.
Sticking to their guns and preparing for a better second half of the year, we wish you the best of luck for that second half, James. We'll catch up at the end of the year, or if something happens sooner, we will definitely reach out and stay in touch. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights, James.
Much.
It's James Wellsted, Executive Vice President for Investor Relations at Sibanye-Stillwater, joining me to reflect on their first half of the year's performance and where to from here.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.